This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Family members of some of the people killed in the shooting at King Soopers in Boulder are calling for more transparency from the Colorado Healing Fund. KRCC's Abigail Beckman reports.
The nonprofit Colorado Healing Fund collects money for victims of mass casualty crimes. Anita Bush is the founder of Victims First, a group formed to serve victims of such violence. She's among the advocates who want more detailed financial reports and audits.
All you're doing is re-victimizing families, making people feel re-victimized when you're treating people like children and not answering basic questions.
The fund's executive director says it posts adequate financial information online and they pass internal audits. Abigail Beckman, KRCC News.
A Colorado man who helped other rioters drag a police officer during the January 6th insurrection was sentenced to more than 5 years in prison. Jeffrey Sable ripped a baton from an officer's hands before pulling another officer into the crowd outside the Capitol. Sable will get credit for time already served, more than 3 years in jail since his arrest. The CU women's basketball team begins their March Madness run tonight. Former CU coach and Women's Basketball Hall of Famer Seal Berry says the team has the talent to go far in the tournament. Berry is looking to see if the Buffaloes come out hungry in their first game the way they did against Oregon in the Pac-12 tournament.
They beat Oregon by 45 or 50 points. And then I would expect that they're going to be a little angry, not getting that number 4 seed and ready to go against Drake.
The CU women face Iowa's Drake University tonight at 5. They are the 5th seed in this year's women's tournament. The CU men's team plays Florida today. Colorado State is out of the running. They lost to Texas last night. The progressive group Colorado Fiscal Institute will get $1 million from Yield Giving. That's the organization run by Mackenzie Scott, who was married to Amazon's Jeff Bezos. Colorado Fiscal Institute says it helps educate communities about the state's tax rules. Mostly sunny across Colorado. There is rain and snow in the forecast later in the weekend. This is CPR News.